Welcome to Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Yares. Every week on Arkansas Talent Conversations, we spotlight and present members of the Arkansas Talent Database. Our conversations include artists, actors, independent filmmakers, along with other arts and entertainment professionals here in the state of Arkansas. From Low Gap Media, outside Clinton, Arkansas, this is Arkansas Talent Conversations. Our guest today is Jett West, writer, director, and founding partner of Independent Guerrilla Productions. Welcome to the show, Jett.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I want to get to your writing here in a minute, but what got you started in directing and doing film work?
Probably the first thing would have to be where I got a taste of it was the 48-hour film festival. Did that one year, and it was kind of fun to do. So, you know, I write, so me and Tony got together, put our heads together, and decided where we're going to jump in and do a movie. And that started it all.
Started it from the very beginning. The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, that's an adaptation of your story, which we were privileged enough to read. You sent a copy of that to Kat and I. Was that difficult for you to adapt to screen for writing the script?
Some parts of it. There was one character that in the story in the book was October 21st, as the day it happened. There was one character that everything went on in her head. So figuring out a way to get that across on screen was kind of difficult. The rest of them, not so much, because they were characters interacting with each other.
The that Devil Lives in Hot Springs was also your directorial debut, so to speak,
yep,
for a feature film. How was that when you working with actors, and how were you able to form those relationships with the actors to help you convey your written story where they could take off with it?
We were really lucky. I mean, in a the grander sense, I mean, we were new. So, you know, I'd never directed, and the majority of the people in the movie had never acted. So you got, you know, a group of people hadn't ever really done anything like this. They read the story. Most of them just got it. Some of them, we had, you know, one character that wasn't originally the way the character was written, and what we had to do is kind of let him just do his thing and reshape that character.
I kind of got that feeling in there, having been able to read October 21st, that it seems like you just kind of, once the actors got the story, you just kind of let them take off
let them
the
run
characters
with it. Yep.
With it. And I was told that that's pretty much your style for directing.
And the reason I like that is because you may like the story, but say you've got an actor that's just, you know, halfway ad-libbing, he's sticking with the story, but also throwing in some ad-libs. A lot of times you will get stuff that's way better than what was written. And just because it's natural, it's just naturally the way they would react if that situation happened. So sometimes you get some really cool stuff that way.
The actors that you had involved, you didn't really see much resistance from them for the story. They really just threw themselves into the characters and were able to run with it and
mm-hmm.
take off on it.
And you've with just, and not only the first movie, but also the one we're in now, you're bound to have one that they start off with another vision for the character, and you kind of had to say, well, you know, in order for it to interact with these characters, we really need, you know, him or her to do this and kind of be this way. But, everybody's like, oh, okay, I get it now. And then they run with it.
Off and running. We're here with Jett West on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Well, reading the story of October 21st and the interpretation you made into Devil of Hot Springs, while there isn't a blatancy of violence being shown in the story, and we don't want to give a whole lot away because we want people to purchase the DVD, see the movie, there's not a lot of, like I said, blatant violence in it, but
you really pulled off, in my opinion, that insistence and that amount of tension. And you had that in the story. How did you go about trying to get that on film?
A lot of that had to do with the actors. That story kind of lent itself to just shooting it as it was written. So there wasn't a whole lot of changing. I forgot kind of the question.
is how you were able to transfer the, I guess the emotion. We were talking about that early before the interview. How to get those actors to really convey the emotion, because your written stories, they're hard, they're hot, they're heavy, and your description in there is so spot on, but yet that also came through in the film. And did you have to give the actors any kind of special motivation to do that? Or like you said earlier, they just got it.
Most of them, they just get it. They just seem to get it. And, I've never directed, and my way seems to kind of be, you know, we both get the character. They ask questions. I tell them, okay, well, you know, try it this way. And we have to do that sometime. We'll let them do it and just, we'll tape 6 hours for, 10 minutes worth of stuff. And sometimes that's the way to do it this way. And okay, now feel free to try it any way you want to. And sometimes that's, the way when they just open up and do it, we'll go, okay, that's the one we're using.
When you, did you have a lot of difficulty with doing, there's a lot of night scenes in The Devil in Hot Springs. Did you have a lot of difficulty doing the night scenes for setup? And
no, not really. Night scenes, if you get enough light out there, you can, it's not where I run into more difficulty with shooting in a car.
If there's a number of scenes in there that, how did you pull some of those shots off?
Maneuvering, and we would have at one point I was between one of the actress's legs on the floorboard of the car shooting up, and we didn't back then we were new, we didn't really think about doing this with green screen to make it a little easier on us. We just got in the car with a camera and audio, so you've got four or five people just concentrating on somebody on the passenger side. And then you had to flip around, shoot the driver, do the scene all over again.
Tight quarters in a small car.
Yeah, very tight.
Was there a real small crew on that, on the Devil Lives in Hot Springs? Did you have a large crew?
No, we had three people showed up on a regular basis. Now, we had a girl, and she showed up one day. Was just happened to be in town. She was a film school student. Just wanted to help, and she came out and held the boom mic for us, and thanked us. And then she was back to Missouri or wherever she lived. But primarily it was three of us, three crew members.
Are those crew members? Well, we won't get into that yet. We'll talk about Tuckerman here in the second half. In some of the scenes, so being a small crew, you were able to keep the intimacy of the shots up for most of the time. I know there's some real heavy things that happen in The Devil Lives in Hot Springs. So was it easy having a small crew to keep some of those intimate shots? And by intimacy, I don't mean, just the content of what's in there.
I think it helps make the actors more comfortable, because if you've got, which say a nude scene, the actress doing it, she's just, naturally to me seems more comfortable with, say, two guys in the room, with a camera and a mic, as opposed to 10 people watching her take her clothes off.
It makes much more intimate. I've been told that, you allow the actors to run with your characters, and we discussed where they really read the short story. Does that come into you when you're writing the script and I'm going to quote you here, your thought bugs? Do you find it difficult, to convey the emotion into that when you're working on the script?
Generally, what I like to do is write like a 30, 35 page short story. And that seems to be the way I've done this. and I will, so everything, the whole story will be right there. And then I go from there and change it from that story into a script that, you know, some of it I have to change. I have to get out of the character's head and think of a way to get that across when somebody's watching it.
Jett West is our guest today on Arkansas Talent Conversations. So as you worked into your next feature here, Tuckerman, and you brought that after your experience with The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, when you're working on that adaptation of the story into script, did you have more of your directorial mind controlling that script, or was the thought bug story mind? Because it sounds like you kind of have a split working there.
By Tuckerman, I had, you know, once I started changing it over to script form, I already knew, okay, you know, I know this is in the story. I know this is, there's no way we can shoot this without, you know, tons of special effects. So I knew going in, I'm going to have to, you know, change this a little bit, tweak that just to where it'll be, visually something that, you know, won't confuse people.
You have a lot of your returning crew who worked on, Devil Lives in Hot Springs. Are they coming back and helping you shoot Tuckerman?
Everybody that worked on, as far as crew wise, everybody that, worked on The Devil Lives in Hot Springs is back. And then now we have additional people.
So you've added two. So now you've got a larger crew. Mm-hmm. I know you've also have a much larger cast.
Much larger.
Involved with Tuckerman. How many cast members do you have in?
33, I think, last count.
Wow.
As opposed to 6 to 8 in Devil Lives in Hot Springs.
Wow. We were talking at the filmmakers forum about the, casting call for Tuckerman, mm-hmm. and how having one film under your belt, how that really changed the casting call situation for you. Can you kind of work on that?
Oh,
tell
huge,
us that story
huge
a bit.
Difference. When we held the first one for The Devil Lives in Hot Springs, we ran a small ad in, one paper or another. We only had say 8 characters. We had maybe 6 people show up. We didn't have many people at all. This one, not only because it was our second production, it was, we had some help from, you know, radio. You know, we had a couple of guys talking about it on the radio, which brought some people in. And then at the end of it, you know, just people knowing that it was our, hey, this, you know, they've already made one. They're going to do it. They're going to, you know, they've done it once. And what we found was when we first started thinking, okay, we're taking one of your stories, we're going to make a movie. And when you talk to people about it, they're like, okay, well, just let me know when you're done. But once you've got that first one done, and then now you're saying, well, we're going to make this other one, they're like, okay, well, yeah, they're going to do it. And so they're more eager, you know, to come on board, because they know you'll finish it.
Was that so you had a pretty large turnout then for the casting call of Tuckerman, I take it.
Mm-hmm. We've had so many people we couldn't cast them all. And as opposed to the first one, we got the majority of our characters filled, and then had to convince friends, or we had, one of the actors just got tired of us complaining because we couldn't find somebody to play a part. And he thought, hey, I'll do it. Then if y'all shut up, I'll act in this movie. And it turned out to be great.
We're going to take a short break with our guest, Jett West. We're back and speaking with Jett West on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Reading on the website about Tuckerman, I see now it's a collaboration between the film group and Independent Guerrilla.
It is.
Now, these two separate groups, is this a mesh group or?
Well, what had happened, you know, with the first one, it was, like I said, me and Tony and Wayne Bradley, who was our audio guy, sound designer. It was primarily us three. And actually in that one, me and Tony shot the movie, and then Wayne came in at a later time to work on the audio, which was, made a huge, huge difference in the movie. And this goes back to, you know, we've got friends that, you know, they've, R&R Creative Video is a friend of ours that after we made our first one, well, he decided this time around, he would not only, provide us with the gear, who were the, you know, they were nice enough to let us use their cameras last time, but he would come and help us shoot this one. And that's working out great because, you know, it's just the more hands you can have on that have expertise,
right,
in an area, it just makes it that much better.
Well, it relieves you from having to be behind the camera
that
now,
too,
right?
That too.
So you can really concentrate on the story that you've adapted. You're able to really concentrate on your story now to put it on.
It does make it easier because it takes the burden from, so, you know, how am I going to set up this shot? How, you know, what do I want in the background? Now I don't have, you know, it's easier when I don't have to worry about that, and I can talk with the actors more, and we can kind of step aside and kind of go over the scene coming up.
This is, Tuckerman is also different that you have children actors in the story, mm-hmm, also this time around, as opposed to no children whatsoever in The Devil Lives in Hot Springs. How was that experience directing and working with children on a film?
It's a little more difficult because they just get more shy, a little more nervous in front of the camera. And that happens to the, you know, adults too. Once the camera comes on, they may, you know, get a little nervous. We've been lucky with the adults that everybody's able to get past that. Kids took a little more work, but they are eager. They, you know, hey, I got a chance to act. And so they're willing to do anything you ask them to do.
Now, I noticed we were speaking earlier too. So the Tuckerman is a little more toned down. So you also want the children actors to be able to see the film too.
Mm-hmm, we do with, the first movie, we were just wanting to make this story into a movie. We didn't worry about the cussing. We didn't worry about this or that. And that's one of the things you learn, you know, doing a first project like that. Well, this time where that one ended up being an R rated because of some violence and language, and then, you know, we decided to tone it down a little bit. And even this movie, Tuckerman, is more actually horror bent. I mean, it's a thriller, but it's more bent towards horror than Devil Lives in Hot Springs, which is just what I call a dark drama. But we were still able, and we're keeping it at like what would be a PG-13 rating.
A family friendly type of film or family.
One kid, once kids can see.
Once kids can see.
Hopefully it'll still be, you know, a little spooky, but.
Right. Gotcha. How's this? We've had a lot of snow couple of months here in Arkansas. I bet that's really played heck with your shooting schedule and having to work around all of that.
I know just for snow and ice, we had to put off a whole weekend. Rain has been a big problem because it doesn't rain in any of the scenes. So anytime it's rain, we have to postpone, and it's, yeah, and that's one of the great things about, you know, finding payment here locally is, people are willing, you know, they're willing to, okay, well, I'm going to free up this weekend to shoot this movie. Oops, it rained. Now I got to free up a weekend 2 weeks from now. And, you know, they're willing to do that. And then it's a lot of effort, a lot of work, but
it seems a really good cooperative spirit then for all your tech people, the actors, and trying to bring this film, everybody trying to do the best that they can do to bring this film to light, the story to light then.
Oh, yes. Everybody from, I mean, cast, crew, I mean, they put the work in and they're, you know, they don't gripe and complain. I mean, they understand, you know, we're doing this in between full-time jobs and we understand it's going to take a while and we may have delays because of rain or snow and ice. And for the most part, they appreciate that we're not going to try to get them out. And one of the shots we put off was shooting at this gas station, which we could have done because it's indoors, but we wouldn't wrap until 8:30 at night. We've got, you know, rain refreezing on the highways. We didn't want to put them in danger getting back to Conway or, you know, from Little Rock. So, you know, they understand. And most of them, you know, like I said, they appreciate that we kind of consider what they have to go through to do this.
Your your stories, have you found the area to be really location rich? In other words, have you had problems finding locations to do your shoots at for the stories?
No.
What you're wanting to bring forward?
And I'm not the most organized as far as when we're, producing this, but sometimes it takes a little time, and basically what we've done in Tuckerman is we took the location of Tuckerman and we found locations in central Arkansas that look close enough to the actual locations in Tuckerman that, sometimes it does take a while, and we might find a location that, hey, this is perfect, except it has this. Well, all right, the day before we shoot, now we're going to rewrite a little bit to where we can use this. That wasn't in the story, but it's here, so let's explain it and use it and put it. Now it's in the movie.
Gotcha. Our guest today is Jett West on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Have you got any new? Let's kind of change this up a little bit. And have you got any new writing projects? I know we discussed a little something earlier. We're not going to talk about that. That's for all you listeners to look at for in the future from Jett West. But have you got any new writing projects that you're kind of working on? And more especially, I've bugged you a couple of times on this with email. The story's Quad. Are you going to look towards publishing those stories anytime in the future?
I am. That's actually in the works. And once we're through with the production and posting Tuckerman, my plan right now, of course, it's apt to change, is to plant my butt in a chair and reformat these stories, which is Quad, four stories, into PDFs, just to make them available if anybody wants to read them.
I think you're going to have a lot of people want to read them because I know two people already who want to read them.
Well, I'm myself
and Kat, but they're great. I mean, reading October 21st, like I said, I told you earlier, I printed it out and my butt didn't move from the chair until the last page was turned. So I can only
say that is great to hear.
And when I stapled them together and put them down to Kat and I said, read this. So she dropped. Well, she came back up and says, I'm done. And, that's just what that writing does. And I find that so intriguing how you were able to convey October 21st into The Devil Lives in Hot Springs. And everything was there. I mean, it may not have been right on the money, but the whole story was there and every emotion was there.
And that's the actors, they read it. They get the character in their head and pull it off. I joke around that I want to act. I don't know that I could do what they do.
They did a fantastic job for you in that film. And so that makes me more excited about what's going to be happening, with Tuckerman, where that's going to be coming out. And do you have a planned release, a tentative planned release time for that?
We were looking at midsummer with, delays due to weather and, you always got other things going on that pop up that you just can't avoid. But now we're hoping for fall of 2010 is what we're shooting for now.
Are you going to try to hit Tuckerman with any of the festivals, any of the festival circuit?
Possibly a few. Originally, we were just going to bypass festivals this time. But there are a couple that, some of the cast or crew are particular, I'm sure Wayne's got one he wants to send to. I've got one I want to send to. So we'll probably do a few of them.
Any of the local festivals, you think, or mainly out of state?
Some of the larger ones, maybe,
okay,
this time around.
Right.
But, if we get any interest from people, we're always willing to put our stuff out there once it's done.
There you go. What's your take on the independent filmmaking scene here in Arkansas? The area, the community, and this now being, you've already have one in your belt, just about have this second one in the can. How have you found the spirit and the independent filmmaking scene here in central Arkansas?
Well, one of the things I was telling Kat earlier was that, the Arkansas Talent Database was something that was really, really needed here. Because you hear about people that, this guy wants to do this project or this girl is doing these shorts. But there are people out there, editors, cinematographers, but without knowing them, you don't know how to contact them. And I think one of now there's, you know, there's starting to be that, you know, a group of people now, I mean, with the Arkansas Talent Databases. Now I know where to go. You know, if I need an actor who's, you know, 32 years old and, you know, balding, hey, Arkansas Talent Database, and hopefully I can either find somebody there or find somebody there that knows somebody.
Right. And that's one of the things we were discussing earlier before the interview, and I'm going to put a little plug in for that, is we did a little stats on it, and there's about 20, maybe 25 actors out of almost 100 people who are registered. We've got a lot of filmmakers on there. And what I found interesting after the filmmakers forum, like yourself, you just finished one. You've got one that's going on right now. You're going to finish this one up, and chances are you're going to have another one ready to go probably next year.
Yeah, so chances are. And you say, you know, or I do, you know, I'm going to get back to writing. I've got, you know, so many stories now that, and the bug's already bit. So, you know, you make one, you make another, and then think, hey, well, this is a cool idea for another one. And
it just keeps going. And
it does.
And the thing for that is, I guess I'm pushing is actors. You know, with that many people already on there, there needs to be more actors coming out of the woodwork, I think, you know, join the Arkansas Talent Database actors, because there is so much work out there, right?
There are so many people wanting to make movies, be it shorts or features. Yeah, there's plenty of work. I mean, if you understand that independent concept to where, you know, you're not doing it for, you know, a lot of dollars for a day, but if you want to act in something, and there's some good stories, and just wonderful people.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed since we've gotten into this, is great people, people with great attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really more of a community, and I've seen very little, the word was brought up a couple of weeks ago, clicks as far as independent filmmaking goes. There's a real strong cooperative spirit, and with all the projects going on, actors want to get their names out there,
mm-hmm,
and their faces out there. I think this is a prime opportunity it's almost like it's been happening for a little while, but it's like it's the beginning. It's really starting to blossom and take off.
It is. Tony and I talked about that, and it was, you know, we were lucky enough, you know, to be on the, and you know, like you, it's like a wave almost. I mean, and right now it's, you know, just starting to get to swell a little bit. And you're right. Actor, we need contact, you know, ways to contact more actors.
Well, Jet, I want to thank you for speaking with us today on Arkansas Talent Conversations. And when Tuckerman gets wrapped up in the can, I'd love to have you come back and talk more about the film, especially after it's been put out there and released. And
hey, I would love to. It's been great.
Work on some, talk some more about some future projects you got going
cool.
on.
Cool. Sounds great to me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arkansas Talent Conversations, a production of Logat Media. To find out more about Arkansas Talent Conversations and our guests, please visit the Arkansas Talent Database at www.arkansastalentdatabase.ning.com or visit Logat Media at www.logap.com. Until next time, Pekoi Laska Roost.